Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating return of the fans, Mark is having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend and you get a second one for free. That's a two-for-one deal. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. I am Jim Galante, along with the returning Dustin Hawkinsmith. You were off last week, Dusty. I want to thank Steve again for ably filling in for you, Dustin. Now it's you having to replace Steve. Big shoes to fill.
I'm worried I can't do it. I think it's a cool concept to get the fans' voice on the radio and to hear, you know, like one of the things just tuning in for a little bit of that with Steve was just, I think everybody who is a fan of Penn State football enjoys other people's Penn State football stories, how they got into it, what their favorite memories are. Everybody loves to reminisce, and the fan base goes back so deep, and there's so many fans with you know, such long tenure as fans of the football program that there's so many great stories to go around, and I think it's pretty cool he got a chance to share his.
And it's great that the first time we met Steve, by the way, he came to the game with his father, which was really great. Later in the season, he came with his new wife, okay, his bride. And so you could see the legacy started. And by the way, just a congratulation, Steve and Rachel, they're expecting their first baby. It's going to be a boy. And Steve is ready to raise another Penn State fan. So congratulations to Steve and Rachel on that. All right, Dustin, you ready to talk some Penn State football news?
There's a lot to catch up on. I was away for about a week, and I was following along pretty loosely, but there was everything's been happening so fast and furious, and it doesn't look like it really has any signs of slowing down just yet.
No, you miss a week, it's like missing a month of information. Let's start with this one. Jordan Allen, who is a three-star safety from Louisiana, safety or cornerback, depending on which service you're looking at, let's call him a defensive back. He committed to Penn State. And to me, the biggest story here, Dustin, is he did it without even making the visit to Penn State.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, especially for a kid from Louisiana who's going to pick Penn State. I mean, it's not the first time that Penn State will hopefully get to the finish line with somebody who's never seen campus before, but it is certainly an exception to the rule. It seems like the last pivotal piece of information to get there, not only see what the campus looks like and see the facilities, but get to feel those relationships with the coaches, with the current players, maybe with other commits. He did it without that and seemed like, you know, from his explanation that it was a very well-researched decision anyway.
It was, and he was, again, he gave that same answer you often hear from these commitments, is it's that family feeling they get there from the coaching staff and the other players. So that's fantastic news. That's, again, he could be either a cornerback or safety. You saw some of his film, Dusty. What did you see with Jordan Allen?
Oh, I definitely saw a kid who can hold up at either of those positions. You know, he shows flashes and they moved him around a little bit. He played a variety of coverage. I saw a kid who looked like he was pretty comfortable in his back pedal, pretty comfortable at the line of scrimmage, getting physical with guys. You know, he's 6 feet. He's about, I think, 247, lists him at 182. I think that frame could go in either direction. Maybe it will kind of depend on the next 12 to 24 months of physical development to see which direction he ultimately ends up going. But Penn State clearly does not have any problem with starting a kid like this at cornerback and seeing what happens from there, that pipeline from cornerback to safety. He seems like a pretty prime candidate to maybe start his career at cornerback. And then if he grows into being a safety, or if Penn State has a need at safety, if he demonstrates that maybe his development takes him in the direction of safety responsibilities, that they'll go that route. But I think he looks like he could hold up at either position. In terms of being a safety, looks perfectly fine reading what's in front of him. and getting physical, laying out on a big hit, getting close to a wide receiver at the line of scrimmage and jamming him. I mean, it's an interesting skill set for this kid. And I think the fact that maybe there's not a definitive conclusion about what he is maybe holds him back in those national rankings a bit. And, you know, Lafayette Christian Academy is a program accustomed to winning state championships. And I think getting a kid with that kind of versatility, that kind of skill from a program where he knows how to play winning football, I think it's just icing on the cake.
And Louisiana is a great hotbed of high school football players. So we often talk about, you know, holding on to Pennsylvania, dominating the state and so on. But nothing wrong with reaching out down south every once in a while to get a player like this. Speaking of reaching out, going south to IMG Academy again, while you were away, Katron Allen, a four-star running back from IMG. I think he's originally from Virginia, though, correct? And he picked Penn State, and this got 5'11", 220. Just to give you an idea of what it means to be at 220 already, when Noah Kane, who we think of as a battering ram, I think he was listed at 210 coming out of high school. So Allen is already at 220, and he's the second running back along with Nick Singleton.
Yeah, I would call it, you know, thunder and lightning. And you look back over time, the last three or four recruiting classes, Penn State has gotten guys who kind of fit different running styles. And Katron Allen has a nickname Fat Man. He's 220 pounds now, number 10 running back in the country, number 132 overall in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. This is a really good player, and he pairs nicely with Nick Singleton because Singleton has a little bit more lightning to his game, has a little bit more home run hitting ability in his game. But, you know, Katron Allen looks just like Noah Kane to me. He looks just like Kevon Lee. I don't know. I mean, battering ram is an interesting way to put it, but I don't think any of these three guys, all Florida products, all big backs, I don't think any of them are exactly like the run you over type. They're more like, you know, they play well inside the box. They're elusive. They can spot a crease. They can slip through it. They're elusive enough and quick enough that they can make the first guy miss when there's a lot of traffic involved. They're always falling forward. They're good balance. They're big. They're thick running backs. They're durable. They're solid. I don't really liken them to like the Marshawn Lynch, where I expect them to be barreling guys over left and right. But they are big backs who are good for, you know, those 4 to 6 yard runs. And Penn State has shown that they want that type of back, and they want the other type of back who's capable of maybe taking it to the house on any given touch. I think they have a proven philosophy here of not only recruiting a lot of running backs, but recruiting backs who bring something a little different to the table. And Allen and Nick Singleton, they bring different skills to the table. I like that they're bringing guys like this in. They're more known and sure commodities, I think. These guys who are good for 3, 4, 5 yards on every run.
And having the two styles definitely complements each other. And by the way, I'm a little upset. I thought I had the nickname of Fat Man in the Penn State world. So, he's trying to steal.
Got competition.
Yes. Maybe we'll call him Fat Man 2, Dustin. But what you have with that skill set, though, you talked about them not just being a battering ram, but I always loved the description that James Franklin gave of Noah Kane, that can make a 3 yard run a 5 yard run. And that makes all the difference in the world. All of a sudden, it's 2nd and 5 instead of 2nd and 7, and that's a big deal.
There's a place for that. Sorry to cut you off, but there's a place for that at this level. And you look at players like I'll pull Kareem Hunt from the Cleveland Browns as an example. That skill set isn't capped at the college level either. If you're able to slip through small creases, if you're able to maintain your balance, if you're able to take a first hit and keep moving, if you're able to keep moving forward, if you continue from the moment you arrive on campus to kind of keep working on, you know, your foot speed and your quickness and keep building up your physical talents, you're able to take this skill set that Katron Allen has and take it as far as you could want. So I think there's value in what he brings to the table at Penn State, and there it's not like he's limited to just that. I think this is a kid, just like Noah Kane, I think Kevon Lee, as long as they keep cultivating the skills that they do have, you don't need 4.3 speed or 4.4 speed. If you're able to pick up 8, 10, 12 yards at a clip, you know, everybody wants that, including the pro ranks.
Definitely. There was one more commitment in this past week, Dustin, and that's Alex Birchmeier. While we've been watching and paying attention to the class of 22, all of a sudden here comes the number one interior offensive line recruit in the 23 class, and he's ranked number 19 nationally. This is a big way to start the 23 season of commitments, isn't it?
Huge. Huge, and rather unexpected, I think. I mean, somebody's got to be the first in that 23 class. And I think for Penn State, you know, with their target list, I'm not sure they could have picked a better first commit, a better first domino to fall than Alex Birchmeier. 6'5", 275, he is a proven dominator through and through already, and he's still got two more seasons of high school football to go. 6'5", 275, I mean, they list him as an interior offensive lineman, and maybe that is ultimately where he goes long term, but I don't think he's limited by really anything. With that frame and that length, I mean, Penn State has shown that they are very interested in maybe having guard/tackle types. Birchmeier will be a perfect swing player if that's what they want from him. Strong, proven, talented, long. I mean, he's got everything you could really want in a lineman. And for that first domino to fall to be that kid, a top 20 player by 24/7 Sports, there's a very good chance that that catches the attention of other players in this 23 class. Anybody who maybe was on the verge of committing, it's got a chance to kick off momentum in that class now as well. As we sit here and the 22 class is at 20 commits and going, with still more top targets set to announce here in the next couple weeks. I mean, maybe something happens here in the 23 class, and it starts with Alex Birchmeier. And it sounds like from what the way he was talking and describing his recruitment, this does not sound like a flimsy commitment at all. Obviously, there's still a lot of time between now and the finish line, but it sounds like he very much knew what he was doing when he made this commitment, and it seems like a very solid one early in the 23 cycle.
And doesn't it feel like this is the 22 momentum carrying right into 23?
It certainly feels that way, and it could create a little bit more momentum in the class of 23 here in the next couple months.
It really can, and when you got that highly ranked a guy to kick things off, that's the thing, that kind of thing that creates momentum in a recruiting class, and you hope that will follow up with more players like him. Dustin, that is it for quarter number one. And quarter number two, guess what? We're going to still talk recruiting. Stick around for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.